Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In our previous program, we were talking about the fact that God is the one who has blinded the minds of the Israelites, and for that matter, the minds of the Gentiles. We covered the fact that God has blinded the minds of the Gentiles two programs ago, but in our last program, we spoke about the Israelites. And today we're going to continue talking about the fact that God, at this current time, and in times past, God has blinded and is blinding the minds of Israelites. But there will come a time when God will make people to see. But I just wanted you to understand from the scriptures before we go into that exactly what kind of blindness I've been talking about. And I've already mentioned it, that it's a spiritual blindness, but I want you to see that from the scriptures. So let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 7 through 14. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 7 through 14. And believe me, most people in Christian churches, let alone people in other kind of religions or people that don't have any kind of religious convictions at all, most people don't understand the fact that there's spiritual blindness on them and on the rest of the people of the world, the majority of people in the world and the majority of people who have ever lived and died. They don't understand that, but this scripture tells us that that is indeed the case. And of course, once God begins to really open up your minds to the truth, then you'll start to see a lot of the things that we've been covering. And a lot of these things are tied up in lessons learned from God's annual holy days, when He makes appointments with us to teach us deep, deep spiritual lessons. So again, as God begins to open up your mind to understand that the observance of God's seven annual holy days are intended for Christians today for our benefit, then you'll start to understand more and more of these deep truths, which most other people simply do not understand. Now let's again turn over to 1 Corinthians. This is the first book of Corinthians, the second chapter, and we'll read verses 7 through 14. It says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, and these are God's true servants to whom God has revealed many deep truths. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even what? The hidden wisdom." I don't know if you can really grasp this concept, if you can wrap your mind around this truth that God is attempting to reveal to you. It is saying here that there is hidden wisdom. If it's hidden wisdom, that means that it wasn't found before. And who's the one that hid it? God is the one that hid this type of wisdom. That's why it was a mystery, because people couldn't find out where it was. This was wisdom that was hidden. I'm repeating, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world that it should be revealed in our time. None of the princes of this world knew about this wisdom. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them," these hidden things, "God has revealed them to us," how? "By His Spirit." So that's what I've been saying in previous programs, that the blindness that God has put on Gentiles and Jews alike, this blindness is a spiritual blindness. And this blindness, which is a spiritual blindness, God has put it on people. God has hidden certain things that He doesn't reveal until a certain time. And let's continue on in this passage. "But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit." We need God's Holy Spirit in order to have this divine revelation, in order to unlock the mystery and see the wisdom that was hidden, which is now revealed. We need to have God's Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Some people can understand the lighter things of God, the things that aren't so deep, but the deep things of God, you can only understand that through God's Holy Spirit. So as an example, some people can understand that there is a God who created the heavens and the earth, because it really takes a fool to say that evolution is the way that things came about. That's a theory that has never been proven. No one has ever witnessed any species changing from one form to another species. No one has ever witnessed that. It will never be witnessed. God said that everything reproduces after its own kind. That has never been violated. That's a truth in the scripture, and only a fool would believe that evolution is true. So lots of people know that, but that still doesn't mean that they know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the one through whom they must be saved. These kind of deep things are from God, and deeper things still is how the seven annual holy days reveal God's seven-step plan of salvation. God is saving all of the world, but he's doing it in seven steps, and the greatest step is going to happen during the last great day. That's when the majority of people who have ever lived and died will be given their first chance at salvation. And since God does such a good job at what he's doing, the majority of people will actually be saved and have eternal life. But God says that he has revealed these hidden things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, except for the Spirit of God. In other words, a human being can understand a human being because there's the spirit of man. It's called the spirit of man in this verse. There's a spirit of man that's within us. We can't understand what a dog is trying to communicate when it's barking, not fully. And a dog can't understand us fully when we're talking. We can't understand what a bird is saying when it's chirping. We can't understand what an elephant is saying when it's making its noise. Neither can they understand us fully. Yeah, we might be able to, you know, train them, and we might be able to catch a little bit of what's going on when they're communicating with each other, but we don't really understand, and they don't understand us. Well, we can understand another person because we have a spirit of man. There's a certain spirit in man that's something God has created and put within us that allows us to communicate with each other. So God is saying this same thing about his Holy Spirit, that nobody can communicate with God and can truly understand God unless they have the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God has to eventually be in a person in order to transform that person from a carnal-minded person having a carnal, physical, natural nature to one that has a spiritual, godly, divine, supernatural nature. That's what happens when we are transformed and renewed by God's Holy Spirit. So just like there's a spirit in man that allows one man to communicate with another man, there's a spirit in God which allows the Spirit of God, which allows a person that has the Spirit of God to communicate with God, and vice versa. God can communicate us to us through his Holy Spirit. Now it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, which is the spirit of Satan. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He's the god of this world. He's the evil spirit that works in the children of disobedience. But we haven't received that spirit, which is the spirit of hostility against God. The devil is called God's adversary, so we don't have that spirit of the world, but we have the spirit which is of God, God's Holy Spirit. Why? So that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak about, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but the wisdom that the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Now catch this next part, please. They are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them. Neither can he know them. A carnal-minded person, a regular, natural person, which is describing every person except for Jesus Christ that's ever been born, every person is born without the Holy Spirit of God. What that means is that we must be given the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus was the only person who was born with the Holy Spirit of God, which made him God. Okay, nobody else has been created with the Holy Spirit in them. That means that we have to be given the Holy Spirit. But prior to us receiving the Holy Spirit, we could not know the things of God, these deeper things of God, because they are spiritually discerned. We can only know these things once God says, I am going to impart my mind and heart to you through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then we'll be able to understand the spiritual things of God because we have the Spirit of God. All right? So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 7 through 14. So now let's turn over to the book of Romans. I had asked if you had the time to read Romans chapter 9 through 11 so that you could have a feel for what we're about to say, but I can understand many people are busy, so maybe you didn't have a chance to read that. But we're just going to jump right into Romans chapter 11, and we'll start reading in verse 7, and we'll read through verse 32, although I can see by our time we're not going to have a chance to read all of this and discuss it. But this is Romans chapter 11, and we'll start in verse 7. And this is Paul writing, and he asked the question, what then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. That's right. If you are not reading the Bible right now, when you get a chance, please turn to Romans chapter 11, and right here in verse 7, it says, Israel has not obtained that which it seeks for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. This is going back to this principle that God has blinded people. Now, what is it that Israel is seeking for that it hasn't obtained? What Israel was seeking for was the revelation of the Messiah. But they could not obtain it because they did not have eyes of faith. They did not have eyes of faith because they did not have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, blindness still covered their eyes, and it gave them eyes that were hardened, eyes that could not see, eyes that were blinded, as opposed to eyes that could see by faith. That's what Israel was seeking, was the revelation of the Messiah, so that they could overthrow the Roman government, so that everybody would be declared righteous and they could have rulership over the world. That's what they were seeking for, but they did not find it because they rejected the Messiah. Now, we're going to cover more of this in our next program. I do thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.